Hey guys, and welcome to the FBF podcast. In this show, we talk about crucial topics regarding future of human existence and introduce you to people who are as fascinated by future as we are. And today, we come from a very, very interesting topic, and it is the future of what our children will learn in school, university, basically in their fundamental education. And this is a theory I have read about on a website called teachthought.com, and I will pack it into the show notes so that you could do further research if you want to. So now let's start. I wish you have great fun. So first of all, what will be the foundation of the future basic education? There is predicted by the author that, well, we will still teach content, which means schools will not die out, but education or the value of education will be held up. And there will still be much content to teach and to study. That content, second prediction, will be a mix of skills and knowledge. So it will be a mix of theory and practical application of knowledge, I think. And the third one is skills and knowledge, and this is might be the heaviest one, or with the most difference compared to the actual system. So skills and knowledge will be thematically arranged into content areas. So not like we will teach a subject called mathematics and a subject called astronomy, but rather a, well, category of content, a content area. And these classes, or it will still make sense to arrange classes hierarchically, I don't know, with content for younger ones, with content for elder ones, like it is just as is it today. But though there will be like elements that can be further personalized on based on age, local values, etc. So you would just like have the opportunity, the possibility to do changes in priority. And it will, or what is the sense behind that? It will like point out how and why we teach math, science, literature, because it will not mean that they fall apart as subjects and do not exist in these content areas I'm talking about, but rather that they will be reframed. So let's begin with the 8 content areas for tomorrow's students. First is literacy. You wouldn't think that. Actually, it is, reading and writing in physical and digital spaces. Digital spaces, this is also interesting that this is mentioned here. Because, what is this? This is like grammar, this is like language roots, understanding language, word parts, writing processes, fluency, all traditional content areas. Then next one will be something about patterns, because patterns are and will be very, very important to increase human efficiency and therefore it is only logic to teach pupils how to detect patterns and how to use them. So how and why patterns emerge everywhere on a careful study. This could also include grammar, literature, math, geometry, music, art, social studies, and astronomy. The third content area is the systems. What is the idea behind the systems? Well, every single thing in the universe and the universe itself is made of systems, and systems are made of parts. So there is a cause and an action. The action was caused by something, and this is basically a very, well, very simple system. Also here we can teach grammar, math, science, etc., but also law and medicine and social studies and history, engineering, biology, something like that. Actually all traditional content areas, again by definition, because they are systems. And next one is design. So here you would just marry your creative and your analytical thought, because it's what you do in literature, in creativity, in art, music, engineering, geometry, something like that. Yeah. And this is also the design, the like empathy is something that cannot be substituted by machine empathy, because machines do not like have empathy. Next one is citizenship. The idea behind it is, well, responding to interdependence and also learning how governments function, theology, how government and theology relationship, how that evolved, history, civics, social studies, and literature again. Then there could be a content area called data, because recognizing and using information in traditional and non-traditional forms is utterly important in these days. We are creating artificial intelligence systems, and we need data as, like, I don't know, sandcorns are there on the beach. This is as much data as we need, because we need to like evolve and improve our way that machines see patterns in data, and how machines, well, use the data, and therefore we also need to understand data. This could also include math, geometry, science, engineering, biology, and so on. And another content area is research. So how do I identify, evaluate, and synthesize diverse ideas? This is also critical when it comes to like communication, when it comes to negotiation. And this is something pupils do not learn in school, because school, well, was left behind by present evolution, by present evolvement of skills people would need in their everyday life. Well, what traditional ideas and academics contents could be included there? English, or in general, the language that will be taught. Math, science, humanities, something like that. Yeah, exactly. And the last one could be philosophy. The big idea behind that would be the nuance of thought. So ethics, literature, poetry, art, music, humanities, this is something that could be included there. The big ideas behind why we are here, why things are as things are, and how we, well, got to the present time. I hope you guys enjoyed that quick episode on, well, the future of what our students will learn. And I really recommend to just go on the website, look that up, and do some self-research on that, because it is really interesting. So I wish you a very nice day now, and we will hear each other tomorrow. Hey guys, and welcome to the FBF podcast. In this show, we talk about crucial topics regarding the future of human existence and introduce you to people who are as fascinated by future as we are. Today, everyone wants to own a startup or become an engineer, doing something like computing, innovative things. They have stereotypes in mind of Silicon Valley, of Elon Musk sitting in his room like 20 years ago with his, well, guys, with his friends, and founding a company that will succeed overnight. Mark Zuckerberg, who also founded a company that seemed to succeed overnight. Also, politicians are like very eager to sustain and support the efforts students make in order to learn abilities like coding. Boot camps are organized in order to learn to code within like 5 days. Companies are setting up initiatives in order to learn people how to code, how to work with computers, how to, well, learn artificial intelligence. Celebrities are talking only about that. So what is it behind the idea of coding? Does everyone have to learn how to code in the 21st century? This is what we will discuss today. We will look at the pro and at the con, and in the end, I'll tell you my opinion about that. So yeah, let's start.